This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast here of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I am thrilled and honored you guys again decided to join with me this week. You know, I tell you, I've realized life is so good. Life is really good, folks. And you know, even though we talk about thoughts become things and like attracts like, and we know that to be a reality, you know, I don't see how people sometimes live without knowing that reality, that I can create my day. I can speak things into existence. I can think and yet it can manifest. I can begin to believe and it shall begin to, you know, come to me. Attraction is one of the most powerful things God has ever birthed forth within the universe. And it actually is governing our lives every single day. Once again, whether we consciously know it or subconsciously are not aware of it, we know that it's real. We know that it is here. We know that, you know, we might not realize why we're doing it, but yet you're always doing it all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about attraction, but I want to take it from a health point of view. I want to be able to display actually what I call healing in the body, healing in the body. Now, I'm going to take a little turn that many of you maybe are very familiar with. You're probably, yes, we get this. But then some of you, I want to be able to have an eye-opening experience, maybe an aha moment. Because a lot of times in the charismatic move, we tend to reflect so much on God heal me from this, God heal me from that. I mean, you know, and once again, I want you to know before I start the podcast, do not let there be any condemnation towards you today, because you've been set free in Christ. Don't you feel any type of, you know, rejection or I've done wrong as far as feeling like, look what I've done to myself. Don't do that. I want you to listen with a very open mind today and an understanding that, you know what, we can change our lives starting right now. That we have them every moment of every day. All it takes is just a spark, a flame of fire, an aha moment, a revelational, you know, epiphany at that moment of God where something can say, you can start again right now. You can hit the refresh button right now. And so I want to target a little bit of healing. The Bible says something very powerful. It says, physician, heal thyself. Now, when we look at this, we tend to ignore this scripture, especially charismatic people. We are notorious for ignoring a very powerful yet potent scripture that says, physician, heal thyself. Now, does that mean a doctor can heal himself? Not really. What it means is we as people, because we are considered beings, we were actually created for our bodies to heal themselves. But here's where we miss it, is we don't want to connect the body and the mind. There is a body and mind relationship. Are you with me? There is a, don't ever find yourself detaching your body from your mind, because there is a mind-body connection. Mind-body connection that we must learn to understand, for lack of better words, entertain and give into. Because your body is what you feed it. Now, so when we're talking about the charismatic move, we know that God is the God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. We know that, we understand that. And sometimes we need to have hands laid on us and maybe someone pray over you, or maybe just simply just speak into your life and maybe just decree something over you. Whether it's quietly or you know, or loud, it doesn't matter. God could care less how loud you are versus how quiet you are. What God sees today with every person on planet Earth is the heart. The heart is where everything flows from. And so knowing that, we know the heart itself is an organ. So when we see ourselves as mind-body connection, and we realize that, can things happen that God means when He says, you know what, you are a physician, you actually have the power and the right and the authority, and you, once you make the mind-body connection, that you can actually heal your own self? And you know what, folks, let me tell you something. I have done study on this for years and years and years, and I am a living witness. I am a proof that this is reality. Science is amazing. It's phenomenal. Doctors, nutritionists, people that understand even the emotional thing. There's something that's called EFT, which basically is emotional freedom. And when you think about the fact of this stuff works, folks, because we're just now tapping into the power, what God said thousands of years ago, where we can be our own physician and we can heal ourselves. Now, once again, you're always going to have the religious people with you. You know, the Bible says there's always going to be the poor among you, and there's always going to be the Pharisees and the Sadducees among you. And the real religious people are always going to say, we should give God glory for everything. We shouldn't take credit for this. Truth be told, folks, let me tell you something. If you are a person that is a Christian, then you know what? You're going to give God glory regardless. You've given your life to Him. Get over your religiosity. Get out of that ridiculous mindset. The only people that feel this way are those who fear God in an unhealthy way. That's it. Because they feel as if God is so jealous over you that, you know, He's going to sit up there and pout because I didn't get the glory for something you did, and is going to mope and pout and get mad at you. You know, that's a warped sense of God. God is not a person. He's not a human. He's not a male. He's not a female. He is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what the Bible says. And so, therefore, we are physicians of our own healing in our body. And once again, sometimes we need other people. You know, the Bible says that the strong bear forth the weak. Sometimes we just can't tend to hang on. We need someone to pray for us and say, can you just agree with me? I'm just having a rough week with this sickness I'm going through. But here's the key element that you always need to understand and realize. Even through the aspect of maybe getting someone to pray for you, knowing that God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us, knowing all that, there is a major responsibility on your part. And if you think for a moment that you're going to begin to ask God to pray for you, and once again, please, no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? But you're expecting someone to pray for you because your ankles are hurting really bad, and you think it's the devil, when the truth is you're about 200 pounds or 100 pounds overweight. The truth is, folks, it's not the devil. It's a lack of responsibility. It's a lack of honestly, I want to say maturity of understanding the mind and body connection. And once again, it's okay. We've all been there. There was a time in my life, of course, I've never been overweight, so I don't understand how that can function at times. But I do know as I get older, my metabolism is slowing down. There are a couple of few pounds maybe that wants to creep up on me. But I learned to control it by what? By living in a place of responsibility and not being so immature to blame the devil for everything. Folks, let me tell you something. The devil didn't make you overweight. Okay, I'm going to be honest. The devil didn't make you overweight. He didn't force you to put that Twinkie or that brownie in your mouth. He didn't force you to eat sugar. He didn't force you to eat unhealthy foods. He doesn't force you to eat processed foods. And this has nothing to do with the weight issue always. It's about even diabetes. It's about so many different things in our lives that we can actually have the power to learn to heal ourselves when we make a body-soul connection. When you learn to understand that the mind is that the soul is the mind, the will, the emotions, there's a connection there that is wanting you to understand your body only does what the mind tells it to do. And it responds off of foods. Now, many of you, if not all of you, live in the Western world. But here's your problem. You trust the Western world too much. I can tell you from a point of the FDA, they don't approve half of anything, folks. You can look at Europe. I've been to Europe. So those who might say, well, I don't know about this. Let me tell you, I've been there, done that. I have been to Europe many times in my life. I've been to Taiwan many times in my life, which I'm going to go back there again this year. I go to places all over the globe. I have studied different religions. I have studied their lifestyle. I've studied their eating habits. And can I tell you that truthfully, most Buddhists in the world, especially in other nations, rarely even get cancer. To put the term cancer in the body of a Buddhist that lives and feeds how a Buddhist should eat and live is like daylight dark. And you might say, well, how is that possible? It's possible not because they're Buddhist, you know, because it rains upon the just and the unjust. It's because they understand the lifestyle of peace. They understand the lifestyle of learning to eat things that are healthy for them. They don't eat meats knowing that they've been injected with antibiotics. And folks, truth be told, let me tell you something. You know, there's a difference between ignorance and plain stupidity. And there's a difference between those things and having knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. And when you begin to understand that chickens and cows and stuff, these animals, folks, are injected with antibiotics. And let me tell you something. We warn humans today, and what do? We scold, we get on to, we fire them, we penalize them. Football players and baseball players all the time for injecting themselves with hormones and stuff. Why? Because it, first of all, it's bad for your body, and plus it can give you cancer and tumors and stuff. And so if you think about it, you realize that when these animals, folks, let me be honest with you, when these chickens get antibiotics, many of them get tumors that are cancerous. And let me tell you something. What do you think happens to that? It's transferred to your body. And guess what? Many people don't understand the fact that sugar accelerates cancer. It's a known fact. You know, things we do every day by eating processed foods. Your body was never created to eat Lucky Charms. Now when I was a kid, I loved Lucky Charms. Even the very mention of Lucky Charms makes me hungry, because I used to love sugars and frosted flakes, and man, it just makes me hungry now. I want to dive into a bowl. But truth is, I'm not going to touch that stuff. I haven't in years. I'm not going to touch it because it's not real food. Your body was never created nor intended to eat something that is not real. And folks, this is not real food. And your body doesn't know how to process it, and therefore it does it in a way that literally you can build up and feed into cancer cells, you can feed into diabetes, and so you can do these. And so once again, we know there's certain things that are inherit it, and, you know, basically coming down through the genes. We know that. We understand things that are hereditary. But on the other hand, though, you have to realize you can still combat that. I know of people who actually have had diabetes because they were overweight, and they didn't watch their food intake. And guess what? Before you know it, when they get healthier, they come off their medications. I know tons of people, and one of them works for me for many years, who've come off the medication. I know so many people who've had high blood pressure and learned to adapt to certain things to where they learn to manage it a little bit better. And once again, they still might take lower doses of high blood pressure medicine. And some of them actually have had the privilege to come off of it. And you think of so many different things. Chronic things. Do you know what chronic things are? Chronic things, folks, are things literally that are in from the atmosphere, our foods, because your body does not know how to take it. So it's easy to go to God and say, God, heal me, heal me, heal me, because we want to do that. We want to ask God, because God gets the glory for everything. But folks, on the other hand, though, you can't expect God to heal you every time when you're stuffing your mouth full of things that are unhealthy for you. And folks, truth be told, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you, because I love you. And many people get mad at this because it's an idol to them. When you get upset and mad about eating red meat, you know what? It's become an idol to you. You should have no other gods before you. Nothing on earth should mean that much to you that you're going to allow an emotion to be stirred up about it. Truth is, folks, red meat causes heart disease. It's a known doctrine, documented fact. It's a known fact. Red meat causes heart disease. When you get heart disease, don't go to church and ask people to pray for you. When you know this fact, and don't get me wrong, I'm a total grace person, but now that you have been made aware of this, you have a responsibility from God Almighty to take care of your temple. Because if you don't, there's nothing more than you. And if you continue to eat red meat and you know this now, this fact, guess what you're doing? You know, it's the same as taking pot. It's the same as doing a drug, because you now know what these things causes. Red meat is extremely bad for you, folks. It doesn't just make you lethargic. It gives you heart disease. It builds up so many different things, chronic things in your body you couldn't imagine. You don't know what's injected in some of these meats. And don't trust the FDA. You live in the Western world where you're too Americanized and not kingdomized. You've got to learn to trust the Holy Spirit and trust the fact that I'm going to eat things that God has given me and planted in the earth. Now, for me, I love green leaf things. I love green leaf things. I don't eat that much meat, hardly ever. In fact, if anything, you know, I might eat a fish or two here, you know, two here or there. For the most of the time, I live as a vegetarian the best I can. But if you think about it, you know what? I'm going to look back at my body and I'm going to say, you know what? I treated you good because I loved you. When you learn to love yourself, you'll treat your body better. A person who eats unhealthy doesn't love themselves. I'm going to be blunt and tell you, if a person who eats unhealthy does not love their body, because of the fact your body was given to you for your soul, your mind, will, and emotions to connect to it, to begin to feed and process into it. Which means that's why we're called to renew the mind. We renew the mind by God's Word, that the Holy Spirit and God's Word can help us to teach us and train us and convict us and woo us of the things we should be eating that are healthy for our body. Your mind, your soul has a responsibility to teach your body what to do. Because when you love yourself, you learn to eat better. When you love yourself, you watch your eye gates and your ear gates to know what goes into it. When you eat red meat, then you might as well listen to someone who's constantly saying the four-letter word in your ear. And you might say, well, that's silly, Jeremy. It's not silly. Because truth be told, I would rather have somebody say the four-letter word to me all day long than I would eat something knowing that it can actually take me to a death. At least cuss words won't take me to a place of death. It'll just make me filthy mouthed. You see what I'm saying? And so you have to understand, folks, you've got to learn to eat proper foods that God has created for us to eat. And try your best to get more organic things. Try your best not to get... Now, once again, we're not completely 100% convinced when we go to the grocery store. Yeah, because of the fact that we know companies lie and things that say natural. Folks, let me tell you something. The best your ability, avoid things that say natural because it's not natural. It's a proven fact. It's a scheme and a scam for people to begin to just order things. Well, it says natural on here. Doesn't mean it's organic. It doesn't mean it's healthy for you. And so you have to be careful on labels, but I would suggest to you, and once again, folks, don't go crazy over it. I'm just making a suggestion to you because you have a responsibility. It's not God's responsibility to take care of you. It is not God's responsibility to take care of your body. It is your responsibility, and that's why the Bible says too that it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. He resides in somewhere that's not junky. And so I'm going to let you know right now, today, start taking care of your food intake. Start believing and watching these documentaries of things that can help you to understand that you have a responsibility to heal your body, and you have responsibility to take care of your soul, in the sense of not letting unforgiveness in, not allowing bitterness and strife and every evil work to come into you. Those emotions are literally trapped within your organs. It's a known fact. Your heart is an organ, and you couldn't imagine how much unbelief and doubt and fear and unforgiveness that is trapped in your heart. Not just in your heart, folks, but your organs actually. It's a proven fact. Your organs trap emotional trauma. And so I'm here to tell you, folks, take care of yourself. There's only one of you. Don't abuse yourself. I'm going to say something very harsh, but it's true. Don't rape yourself. Don't take advantage of yourself. When you take advantage of yourself, you're raping yourself. You're taking advantage of your body that didn't ask for that. When you eat unhealthy foods, you are literally raping yourself because you're forcing your body to take something that actually was not created to take and it doesn't need to take. So I'm here to tell you, folks, quit abusing yourself. Take care of yourself. Lose weight. Get on a plan. If it's a paleo diet, great. No matter what diet you need to get on, do it a lifestyle change. Take care of your body and lose that weight. You know, the doctors are not here. You might say, well, my doctor put me on medication. Let me tell you something. That's great and wonderful. And praise God for doctors. But your doctors are not trained in nutrition. The majority of doctors will tell you they're not trained in nutrition. They're not going to tell you, here's what you need to do. They're going to basically say, well, since you're overweight, I'm going to put you on medication. If you can, lose some weight. And that's great and wonderful. But they're not going to train you in telling you what to eat and how to take care of your body. Folks, it's very important that you learn to exercise. Exercise will save you. If you don't exercise and eat right, guess what? You're playing Russian roulette with your life. And you can't expect God, no matter how many times, I'm going to be honest with you, no matter how many times you continue to quote that scripture, God's going to give me a long life and satisfy me with long life. God's going to satisfy me with long life. Guess what? That scripture is null and void in your life. It's going to be null and void until you begin to align with obedience is better than sacrifice. And God says to be obedient. Obedient means to take care and obey what your body truly needs and obey what your soul needs. And it's not just obeying God, but it's obeying God's rules and God's laws and God's things that He has given you, as a rule of thumb to take care of yourself. And so physicians today, I'm talking to every one of you out there, take care of your body. Get rid of the of chemical foods. Get rid of processed foods. Get rid of that nasty red meat. Quit buying chicken that you know were injected with antibiotics. I know folks, people that I know, that I personally know as family members, they're not in my family, but they're like family members, who raise chickens that will tell you, yes, we shoot it with antibiotics. I know that for a fact. They've told me. And they understand what it causes. But you have to understand, folks, it's not their responsibility to tell you. They're here to make money. You have to remember, the FDA wants to make money, and the food industries want to make money. That's all they care about. Unfortunately, their job is not to care for you or take care of you. Their job is to make money. And you know what? We're seeing Alzheimer's, we're seeing dementia, we're seeing cancer. And let me tell you something, folks, all these things can be treated and taken care of if we just learn to take care of ourselves, and as we begin to understand these things were not meant to be. It was not God's plan. And folks, to be honest with you, it's not the devil either. It's not always the devil either. The devil will keep you ignorant. What the devil's work is to do to you is not to put the poison in you. The devil's job is to keep you stupid and ignorant to where you're not actually understanding the things that are going into your body. Because the Bible says what goes into a body, what goes into a man, comes out of a man. And so you have to remember, the ignorance and stupidity is where the devil wants you. When you begin to awaken and be enlightened to truth and revelation of understanding, it is my responsibility as a son and daughter of God to take care of what I need and take care of my body and my soul, because I have a mind and body connection. When you do, folks, guess what? Then and only then will God satisfy you with long life, because you've been obedient to feeding your body with the things God has made. God is only responsible for the things He's made. Are you with me? And think about that for a moment. God is only responsible for the things God made. Which means if God made food for your body, He's responsible to take care of that food to nourish your body. If you create something out of your own creation, you can't expect it to take care of you. God is not obligated, nor is He going to take care of the thing you created because of the fact of which is processed foods and different things, because these things are not God's plan or God's will to take care of you. So therefore, you step out of under the umbrella of the physician within yourself, healing your body over and over again. Learn to take care of your body. And realize God will protect you from the elements of this world, and He will provide a way of escape for you when you treat your body and move in obedience, folks. So I'm going to encourage you this season, do what needs to be done. Make a sacrifice through obedience to lose your weight, to stop eating processed foods, to take care of your organs, to eat good, healthy, nourishing foods such as vegetables and fruits and greens. These things will help you. And take care of whatever, because whatever you put in your body that's healthy, it will take care of your body. And you'll be able to prophesy through your body by eating right foods. You know what healthy foods do to you? Healthy foods prophesy to your body, and it continues to vibrate your body. Let there be, let there be, let there be life, let there be healthiness. And it begins to prophesy and vibrate through your entire being. It's a known fact, folks. I know I'm giving you a lot today, but it's a known fact that colored foods, it do certain moods to you, and it hits certain vibrations within your body. It's a known fact. We're not talking about some voodoo, some new age. We're talking about factual things. That's why when you grow up, what did your mother say? Eat your grains. Because people know that your body needs grains. Just a known fact. It's called maturity. It's time for us to mature in the body of Christ and understand these concepts. And when you eat the things God created for you, there's a vibration of God. I can say that. As far as from the Bible point of view, there's a vibrational let there be in those foods, and they vibrate your body back to health. When you eat things that are man-made, they have no vibration in them, in the sense of knowing that there's a vibration of God's voice that keeps it regulated in your body to be healthy. Can you hear me today? So I'm going to encourage and challenge every one of you. Live the life God wants you to live, and you'll have long success in your body, and you'll have a longevity of life. You'll be happier. Your emotions will not be triggered by processed foods, nor will it be triggered by sugar. You will always maintain a level of joy, and God will bless you tremendously. So God bless you, and until next week, don't forget, change your life by changing your mind. And guess what? Your body will honor that.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.